It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, and welcome back to my basement for another exciting session of Plebs PMQs, where you, the work-shy peasantry, get to ask me, your Lord and Master, anything you like. You're actually very lucky that I found time at all to answer your questions this week. Now that I'm a married man, it's really difficult to find any spare time. I mean, you'd be amazed how time just seems to disappear once you've become preoccupied with looking out for a woman to have affairs with. I mean, right! Let's get this over with, so I can get back to my important affairs of state. Okay, let's kick off with one from Pink Hattie, who says, are you really so broke that Carrie has to rent her wedding dress? Well, in normal circumstances, the dress would be paid for by a Tory donor, but we have a temporary blockage on that front, with, you know, what with all the unwanted attention. So we had to cover the cost ourselves, which naturally meant that we went for the cheapest options. But we got a very good price. I mean, particularly when you consider that the dress was one of the original costumes used in the making of the film The Wicker Man. Then we had quite a few people asking a very similar question. Claire Devine, David Cole, and Jamie Ross, for example, all asked variations of the same question. Are you going to let the ink dry on your marriage certificate before recruiting a new mistress? Well, I really have no idea why everyone jumps to that conclusion that I need to appoint some sort of official mistress as soon as I'm married. I mean, there are two very good reasons why this is not what is going to happen. One is that I need to play the field a bit before tying myself down to only one mistress. And the other is that you lot aren't going to find out about it anyway, because I will be top secret. I mean, Carrie has promised that if I'm unfaithful, she's going to make herself a new handbag using my scrotum. Next, we have one from Simon Carter, who says, you can only be one Bond villain, metal hands like Dr. No, or three nipples like Scaramanga. Well, quite frankly, I'm not sure I much like the sound of either of those, Simon. I mean, they sound like the sort of disabled people who should be either locked up in a home or usefully employed in a freak show. I think if I were a Bond villain, I'd like to be a cross between my two favourite Bond baddies, Oddjob and Blofeld. So I suppose my name would have to be Blowjob. Elvis Black says, did you wash that old suit before you went up the aisle, or was it still smelling of your American Birds perfume? Well, this is obviously a reference to the photographs that appeared to show me wearing the same suit and tie for my wedding as I wore with Jennifer Acuri and with my second wife. I'm not sure why this is being perceived as an issue. I mean, for me, it was a way of showing Carrie that I take our relationship every bit as seriously as I took my affair with the pole-dancing American that I shagged on the family sofa. And I know how much Carrie believes in recycling, so I promised her I would wear the same suit and tie at my next wedding, too. Although, that didn't go down too well for some reason. And on a similar theme, we have Lee58, who asks, is it that blue tie that wins the totty over? No, Lee, it's the charm, roguish good looks, cheeky sense of humour, and 15-inch trouser snake. Mwah! One here from Mike Humphrey. You're getting older. Will you use anything to help you on your honeymoon? Well, that's a bit of a cheeky question, but I think I know what you're getting at. Yes, it's true. I did sneak a little something extra into my luggage to help make sure little Boris doesn't lose interest during the honeymoon. Her name was Sarah. I think she was one of Carrie's cousins. Next, we have one from CW Gas, who says, when's the Shakespeare book out, or have you been barred from writing it? Very good. Well, one thing I do know is you're going to keep being barred from writing any more questions if you keep using puns like that. My book is out next March, and I'm hoping to pass new legislation between now and then to make it compulsory for everyone to have a copy in their house. That should sort out my little financial difficulty. Mike D's question is brief and to the point. He simply says, reverse cowgirl. Well, that's nice of you to offer, Mike, but I'm a bit busy answering questions at the moment. My esteemed parody colleague, Stephen Barclay Knott, is very concerned. He says, is Larry the number 10 cat okay? I'm getting a bit worried with all the deceased animals of the feline variety being tossed around. Rest assured that Larry is very much alive and still crapping in my shoes whenever he gets the chance. I have no interest in live cats, but we have a team of people working around the clock to come up with a constant supply of dead cat stories to keep distracting the media from the stories we don't want them to look at. By the way, Steve, I'd be grateful if you didn't mention to Carrie that her wedding was a dead cat. Dave Marriott asks, he says, now that you're Catholic again, will your attitude to marriage and infidelity change? Or can we expect to see you adopting the same sort of flexible approach to Catholic teachings as you have to the ministerial code? Well, Dave, you can rest assured that I'm a very democratic sort of chap, so I like to treat the rules of all institutions with equal contempt. Anne up north asks, is Carrie the one or the one for now? Well, I think we all know the answer to that one, so let's move swiftly on. Emoji Free Vimster wants to know, do you have a hairbrush on your wedding list? No, I didn't, because I don't find hairbrushes at all useful for my needs, so I did ask something which I know works very well for me. A Van de Graaff generator, but not from John Lewis. Spurs 2257 says, how many Hail Marys for your penance? I did actually discuss this with the priest, but we worked out that if I spent 12 hours every day saying Hail Marys, I wouldn't be finished until I was 118 years old. Brody has an intriguing question for me. Do you wear big white undies? I don't know why. Questions about my underwear seem to be coming up. People seem to be obsessed with it. Anyone who knows anything about me knows that I only have two sorts of underpants. Union Jack ones and the ones that say pull down in emergency. Andrew Woodall has a rather personal question. Why exactly are you such an unconscionable, gluttonous, flybone, vicious, unfunny, spineless little shit? Well, Andrew, I must say, I have to disagree with this in the strongest possible terms. I've been called many things in my life, but never unfunny. The rest is fair enough, but unless you can take back the unfunny comment, you'll be hearing from my lawyers. Well, that's all we've got time for this week, folks. So thank you so much for sending in your questions, and do keep them coming next week. If you'd like to help make this podcast possible, you can do so through Patreon. You can either become a crony for £3 a month, a millionaire crony for £5 a month, or a flag shagger for £8 a month. If you do, you can get a shout-out like our millionaire cronies, Jonathan Williams, Simon Roberts, Alistair McCreath, Vange, Jackson, Louis Zadora, and Milton Yates. Or our wonderful Patreon flag shagger, John Platt. You'll find a link to Patreon in the description of this episode or in my Twitter bio. Or you can search on Google for Parody Boris Johnson Patreon, which is P-A-T-R-E-O-N. If you're listening to this on Apple, it would be fantastic if you could leave us a review and let us know what you think along with the obligatory 5-star rating. The next episode of the Parody Boris Johnson podcast is out on Thursday, so please subscribe if you want to make sure that you don't miss an episode. And remember that you can listen to all the past episodes of the podcast, all PMQs, in the same place that you're listening to this. Thank you for listening, and until next time, goodbye.